In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I tell you how we need the Lord Jesus Christ, how we need him in every experience of our lives, how we need him when we're children. Oh, it's so wonderful when children come to believe in Jesus because they're innocent. And you know what? In Holy Rosary, we don't have very many children coming to Mass. Not many at all. I don't understand it. We invite them, but they do not come. It makes me sad because what's going to happen when temptation is presented to them? They have no idea of the Savior, of the Lord. I tell you today, God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. You say, it's like I'm on a dead-end street. Well, the Lord will move and make a U-turn on the dead-end street for you because he loves you, because he has plans for you. I'm reading again from the 13th chapter of St. Mark. I want to do it again. As he came out of the temple, that's Jesus, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." Why? Because they failed to receive the revelation of God in Christ Jesus. The temple was destroyed. Not one stone upon another. Completely destroyed by Titus in the year 70. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, and as he sat on the Mount of Olives, you can look into the holy city of Jerusalem, opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us then, will this be, and what will be the sign of all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be alarmed. This must first take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation." Oh yes, we see that now. "Kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places." I tell you, we had one in California last week. Thank God nobody died. But do you know Massachusetts is on a fault? And that means we are anticipating an earthquake. God only knows why he saves Massachusetts from earthquakes. We have delivered God up to be buried because we say you can have a man and a man have marriage, a woman and a woman have marriage. We say that you can kill your child even until the last moment. I tell you, we're on a fault. And that means we are susceptible for earthquakes. I understand that God's people are praying, and that is the only thing that keeps us far from earthquakes. This is but the beginning of birth pangs, rumor of wars, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. In other words, the beginning of labor. As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues. I'll never forget the time I was in court testifying to the for the unborn. You know what the judge was doing while I was talking? Filing his nails. How rude, how rude, how rude. And you will stand before governors and kings because of me as a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. Has every nation heard the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for you and me, for sinners, that he was buried and rose from the dead? Has every nation heard that? I don't know. When they bring you to trial and hand you over, don't worry, therefore, beforehand what you are about to say, but say whatever is given you at that time, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. I tell you, the Spirit of God speaking through us as we are brought to governors and emperors and presidents. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and the children will rise against parents. We see that always. Children against parents, father against son, son against father, daughter against mother, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. I tell you, we're seeing these things, and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. What's his name? His name is Jesus, and they don't stand his name. You can talk about God to the world, but you can't talk about Jesus. They hate Jesus. The world hates Jesus. Why? Because he redeemed us from the world with his precious blood. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. The one who perseveres will be saved. Are you persevering today? You're saying, I'm hanging from a thread. Well, just know that the Lord has a rope that he's holding on to. Just grab onto the rope, because he wants you to know everything is going to come out all right if your faith is intact in Jesus Christ our Lord. But when you see the desolating sacrilege set up there, you ought not to be. Let the reader understand then, those in Judea must flee to the mountains, and the one on the housetop must not go down to enter the house to take anything away. The one in the field must not turn back to get a coat. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not be in winter. Lord, that your coming may not be in winter. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we're seeing all these signs, and nobody talks about them. I'm not telling you Jesus is coming back in my lifetime. I just say you just notice that the signs that he talks about are taking place all the time. And what does that mean? Well, he's going to tell us. Pray that it may not be in winter, for in those days they will suffer much, such suffering as has not been known from the beginning of creation, that God created them until now. Persecution will be strong. We have people that are dying for Christ Jesus today in other countries, in Muslim countries, in countries that don't believe in God, atheistic countries. We have people who die for the Lord Jesus Christ every day. We have more people dying for Jesus than ever before. In 2000, I believe, 34,000 people died for the sake of Jesus Christ. I'm not sure of that number. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would be saved. Oh, cut them short, Lord. But for the sake of the elect, you're the elect, the blood was shed for you. I'm the elect by the grace of God. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with Jesus electing you and electing me. Oh, yes. In those days, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he has cut short those days. Thank God. And if anyone says to you at that time, look, here is the Messiah, or look, there he is, do not believe it. False messiahs and false prophets will appear and produce signs and omens to lead people astray, if possible, the elect. but be alert. I have already told you everything. But in those days after the suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the heavens, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power, with great glory. Then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Oh yes, that's why we need to know we've been washed clean with the blood of Jesus. We've been washed clean with the precious blood of the Lamb. I continue. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. That's right. So also when you see these things taking place, all the things I've said taking place, the temple, not a stone upon a stone, persecution to the nth degree, oh yes, earthquakes, famines, oh yes, all these things. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he, Jesus, is near at the very door, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation, the generation that sees all these signs, will not pass away until these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Do you believe that? Then get into the Bible. Oh yes. You say, I've never read the Bible. Start with John's Gospel. Take a chapter a day, just like a vitamin. Take a vitamin chapel a day, a vitamin paragraph a day, a chapter a day. But about that hour and day, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home, he puts his slaves in charge, each with his own work and each with his own commands, the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake, stay awake. Don't be afraid, nothing to be afraid of. Jesus is coming. We don't know when, but he's coming. We say it at Mass every day. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. And he is coming again. And he is coming again for his elect, for his people, for his bride. Oh, yes. Chapter 14. It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus and to kill him. For they said, not during the festival, Passover, or there may be a riot among the people. Not during the festival, or there might be a riot among the people. Oh yes, you see, it was planned to kill Jesus. Verse 3 of chapter 14. While he was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came in with an alabaster jar of costly ointment of nard. How do you get into that alabaster jar? You crack it open. You break it. And she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on Jesus' head. But some there who said to one another in anger, why was this ointment wasted in this way? Anything we pour out on Jesus is not wasted. Do you pour out your praises upon Jesus? You know what? Today I was thinking, it's just the book of Revelation says, you do all these good things, but there's one thing I have against you. You've let go of your first love. That's real. That's real. I think I'm talking to you and I'm talking to me. You let go of your first love. That's what Jesus says in one of the places in the book of Revelation. For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii, and the money would be given to the poor. And they scolded the woman. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Oh, yes. This is what Jesus says. Listen to what else he says. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. We do it today. We do it in remembrance of her. That she broke the alabaster jar and put all the ointment on Jesus, anointing him for his funeral, anointing him for his death and burial. Chapter 14:10. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray Jesus to them. And when they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. Jesus is sold for so many pieces of silver by Judas. We do not want to be like Judas. We want to be like the apostles who said, I believe, I believe, I believe. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. That's Judas. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover? Where do you want us to go? Listen to what he says. So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water. Women carried the jars of water, not men. So this is going to be something that's special. A man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow that man, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there. So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. They found the house. They went up into the apartment. Now they're preparing for the Passover meal. Oh yes, because the lamb was already slain. Bah! That lamb. Our lamb is going to be slain. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. They began to be distressed and to say to him, one after another, surely not I. He said to them, it is the one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born. That's Judas. Don't be a Judas. Don't kiss him on one day and then tell people you don't know him on the next. Don't be a Judas. Don't be a Peter who did that. Don't be a person who is lukewarm. Oh yes, lukewarm. The scripture says, be either hot or cold, but not lukewarm. If you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Oh God, I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be hot for Jesus. I want to proclaim the gospel. I want to believe everything that he believes. I want to believe everything that the church believes. Oh yes, I believe in you, Jesus Christ. I do not want to be lukewarm. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, unleavened, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take this, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sang a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, hallelujah, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to Jesus, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to Peter, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same. Well, I tell you, they all fled. He had no friends that were men under the cross, only John the Beloved and all the holy women and Mary, Mother of God. They went to a place called Gethsemane. Gethsemane means the squeezing of the olive, and Christ is going to be squeezed by the sins of the world. They will enter him starting in Gethsemane, and he asks for help. Let's continue. He said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter, James, and John and began to be distressed and agitated. Why? Because he was absorbing the sins of the world. They started to become real and started to enter into his body. And he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, that the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you know all things, and all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." What cup was he talking about? The agony that was coming into him, the sinners that were coming into him. And you know, the prayer was answered. God sent angels to minister to Jesus. And from then on, Jesus goes to his death. He came and found them all sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into your time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." I tell you, that is so real, that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. "Keep awake and pray that you may not come to your time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. Their eyes were heavy. Their whole being was heavy. Why? Because they were experiencing what Jesus was experiencing. They were experiencing a drop of that agony, just a drop. It was a heavy place that night. It was heavy. Jesus asked for help, and God sent him the angels. I want to invite you on the 14th, that's a Sunday, to the 20th, to the School of the Holy Spirit. Yes, to School of the Holy Spirit. We need people to come between the 14th and the 20th. God is going to be praised and worshipped. Many good things will happen. Great things will happen. Why? Because God's people will assemble to worship Him. How do I find out more about this? You've got to write www.daysofglory.org. www.daysofglory.org. And you can find out more about the School of the Holy Spirit. You can register at the door. There's no problem with that. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from you. We need to pay June's bills. Please be generous if you are blessed by these broadcasts. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.